Mishnah says, "A reviya ba kodesh psul." The Mishnah says again, a chumra that kochim has over truma, that by kochim it goes till a revi. That means there's a shlishi l'tumah, and when a shlishi touches a revi, it makes it psul. That means it stays there; it doesn't go further. Mashenkin by truma, the furthest it goes only till a shlishi. There's no revi by truma. As the Mishnah says, Harivii ba'kodesh posel, the yashlishi ba'truma. Mashenkin, where's the last stage? By truma, it's only a shlishi. So the chumra kotchim has all but truma. So where it says, minayin l'revii ba'kodesh. Tanya, not like this. Omer Reb Yosi, minayin l'revii ba'kodesh. Shu posel, how do we know it goes so far that again, if you have a sheretz touches one piece of meat, that's the rishon. This meat touches a second and becomes a sheni. This one, a third, becomes a shlishi. And the chiddush is when a shlishi touches a fourth piece of meat, it makes it posel. That fourth one is also posel, has a din tumah. Posel always means that it's tameh, but it doesn't have the power to matam as something else. When it touches another piece of meat, that piece of meat is still Torah. So how do we know this, that by chiddush it goes so far to revi? The Gemara says really it's a svara, it's a din, like it's a svara like this. What? Oma mechusa kippurim. Shemote betruma. Posel bakodesh. Madach a person that's a mechusa kippurim. A person that's a mechusa kippurim means that's like a zav that he went to the mikvah. It came the eighth day. He has to bring his kabonis. He didn't bring his kabonis yet. So Allah is he's allowed to eat truma. Still, posel bakodesh, he's not allowed to eat kochim. So you see, kochim is more chomer than truma. If so, shlishi. Sheposel b'truma, we know for that there is a shlishi by truma. That means it's something that has a sheni l'tuma, a piece of meat that's a sheni l'tuma touches a piece of truma, it makes it a shlishi to be posel. Is a svara in the din she has to reveal la kodesh. For sure, then it's a svara that for kochim it should go further, that a shlishi should make revi for kochim. Like Rashi says, mechusa kippurim kosh l'truma uposel la kodesh. The Gemara they're dashing this from Psukim, that if you're Tohor, just you didn't bring your korban yet, if you're only missing your korban, so you're allowed to eat truma if you're a kain, but kotchim you're not allowed to eat. So if so, shlish shisha posel b'truma. How do we know this? Kidinafkulon kavuchayma mesechta soita. The Gemara there makes the kavuchayma. Omat ful yon. Madach a person that went to the mikveh today, just he didn't wait till Harish Shemesh, he didn't wait till the night time yet. So Alachur is Shemuteh b'maiser. He's allowed to eat even maiser sheni. But also b'truma, you're not allowed to eat truma until it comes Harav Shemesh. That's like the first Mishnah Brachis. That may Messiah Kanim will tell Necha b'truma that the Kanim are allowed to eat truma when it comes after that Harav Shemesh by Tetzik Echavim. That's when the Kohen is allowed to eat truma. But Kozma, you don't have Harav Shemesh, even though you went to the mikvah in the middle of the day. Still, until the night time, it's also eat truma. So, again, this a tful yom, ma'aser sheni he's allowed to eat, just truma is not allowed to. See, if so, sheni she apostle b'ma'aser is ein adin she yasha shlishi b'truma. So kavachayim if sheni passes by ma'aser sheni, and truma is more chomer than ma'aser sheni, so truma should have a more bigger din tuma than ma'aser sheni. So therefore, since ma'aser sheni stops by sheni, truma stops by shlishi. That's a svara that truma now has a shlishi. So if we know now that kodesh is more chomer than truma, because the mechusa kippurim is allowed to eat truma, but is not allowed to eat kochim, so ein adizok rashi shiasa revi la kodesh, that there's a svara like, that's for sure there should be revi by kochim. So rashi is gimtoim, if he asks me a question, there's a klal, da yo love min adin lios kenodin, that even if you make a kal v'chayma, there's always a svara, it can't be more strict than what you're learning it out from. Like always, you learn out one from the other, the same, madach the kal has this halacha, the chumra for sure has the halacha, but not to go further. In Cain, Rashi says, kal v'chayma loy tzarech. If you don't want to take kachrim a step further, to give it more than truma, give it a revi, so that we don't need the kal v'chayma altogether. Shere lamad no shlishi la kodesh min ha-Torah. That there's a shlishi by kochim, that we know midiraisa. That's from a pasuk. So you don't need a Kal V'Chomer to teach us a Shlishi. So therefore Rashi says, Fe'heicha de Mifra Kal V'Chomer Le'amrina Dayoi Lovim in Adin Lios Kenodin. If like the whole Kal V'Chomer is to teach us something, and if you can tell me Dayoi, Dayoi means it's enough to learn out just what it says, you don't need the Kal V'Chomer, so then we don't say the Svar of Dayoi. And we say, no, even though by Truma there's only a Shlishi, but we have a Kal V'Chomer that Kotzim should be more than that, and therefore we say the more is that it has a Revi. Because there are many in Bava Kama. The Gemara says there in Bava Kama that even though usually you say Dayoi, but where you'll slug up the whole Kal V'Chomer, then you don't say Dayoi. Then we can learn that even more than what it actually says. Rashi asks, no, Laman Diyom Anami Amina Dayoi, even according to the Man Diyom, it says no. Dayoi means you want to learn out one from the other, so you learn out exactly what you have there, you have here. Like you're learning out Kotshim should be more strict than Truma. So just like Truma has a Shlishi, I could understand that Kotshim should also have a Shlishi. But to give Kotshim a Revi, that you can't do from a Kal V'Chomer. So Rashi says, if you learn like that, then Hani Milas the Rabboninu. For Lav Dirais and Echonami, that the Mishnah says, that by Kotshim there's a Revi, Lipsul, that's only Mid Rabboninu, and Echonami. But this man diyama. V'hai denokot v'lamad no Shlishi l'akodesh, milsa bi'almhi. That's where Rashi comes out. That it's possible to say that midiraisa kotshim only has a shlishi, not more. That we know by kotshim there's a revi, there's a step further. That's only midirabonin. That's what it says now. Mishnah is called the milus, that there's a chumra midirabonin, that kotshim has a revi. But not midiraisa. Tais talks about a mariches here, Tais mesuprik, the poshas mashm all over revi is diraisa. Then Echonami, like Rashi comes out, a Revi by Kotshim is only Midrabonin. Weiter. Now the Gemara says, Shlishi la Kodesh min Atar minayin. How do we know a kopon of that Midiraisa, there is a Shlishi by Kotshim? That means something that has a Tumah Sheni. If it touches Kotshim, it makes it a Shlishi. So Gemara says, the Pasuk says, V'ha Bosa means Bosa Kotshim. Ashayiga b'chol tomei. That would touch any tummy at all, the pasuk says, lo yoichal, you're not allowed to eat this kotshim. So no matter what type of a tumah you have, if kotshim touches it, it at least becomes possible that lo yoichal, you're not allowed to eat it. Now, mi lo yaskinan, aren't we talking about the noga b'sheni? That this kotshim v'yabosa sheyiga b'chol tummy, any type of a tumah, means even the sheni. Because that by midraisa, by chulin, for sure there's a sheni. Like we know, a zav of a sheris touches of oichel becomes a rishon. A rishon touches another piece of meat that makes it a sheni. That we know, even by chulin, there's a sheni. So for sure, there's such a thing as a sheni l'tuma. So the pasuk is saying now, v'habosar, there's bosar kotshim, ashiyiga b'chol tomei. If it touches any type of a tuma, it itself is lo yoichel. So mashm, even if it touches a sheni, there's a loch, it becomes like a shlishi akopon a lifstol. That it itself is lo yoichel. Okama rachmana lo yoichel, and the Torah says lo yoichel, you can't eat it. So for sure, a shlishi is like pasul, you can't eat it. And now revi, how do we know revi? That's kal v'chomer hod yamarin. How do we know that kotshim has a revi? That's when it's kal v'chomer. The ma'adach mechusik epurim is mutet hi truma. It's also hi kotshim. So a shlishi, we know there is by truma, it's a kal v'chomer, kotshim should go a step further. And by kotshim, we should have a revi. So Rashi says, if you hold the svar of dayoi, is even you have a kal v'chomer, but you can't say more than what it says here. So if so, that we have a revi by kotshim, and echnaim it's only mid rabbonin, not mid yiraisa. Moravaita. Uvetruma im nitmas. Uvetruma if it becomes tummy. That's what the Mishnah says. Another chumra. So why don't I say the Mishnah again? Uvetruma, if one hand becomes tummy, we say it's enough to be washed off that hand, and that's all. The other hand is not tummy. Mashenke for kotchim, there's a chumra. That if one of your hands gets a tumor midrabonin, automatically the other hand is also tummy, and you have to be tevel both hands. The Mishnah says, "Uvetrumem netmas achas miyodov." If one of your hands becomes tamei, chaveret the Torah. Your other hand is still Torah. All you have to do is just wash that one hand, and it's enough. Uvakodesh matshenka negeta kachim matful shteyim. You have to be tovel both hands. Shahayad metamei as chaveret to vakodesh. Avoloi batruma. That's another chumra. that even though only one hand has a tumim mid rabbanon on it, one hand touched mashkim, that's tumim mid rabbanon, so your hand is tumim mid rabbanon now, still for kachim, the other hand is also tumim. And if the other hand touches kachim, it's matamarit. So for kachim, you have to wash both hands. Mashenke for truma, only the one hand that touched the mashkin becomes tamei, the other hand is still tor. That's a chumra of kachim over a truma. So Gemara says now, Omer Rav Shizvi, v'chiburin shonu, yishno, it's only b'chiburin when they're still attached. That's when we say by kachim, if one hand is tamei, the other hand is also tamei. B'chiburin, when it's attached, we'll soon see what that means. But when it's not attached, then you don't say the svara. So Rashi says like this: the chiburin shanu, mas nisin diktoni yad metames chaveret la kodesh, kigoin sheboid sha yad hatmeya noigas la toiro hoise toiro nagas pa kodesh. We're talking about one hand is touching the kachim. And echnami, your left hand that's tor is now touching the kachim. Your right hand, that's tamei, is right now touching your left hand. That's what we're talking about. Since your right hand is touching your left hand, and your left hand is touching the kachim, then we gave a din de rabbon, and your left hand becomes tamei, and it's metama the kachim. So Rashi says, why? De goza rabbonin, dilma osin leminga, tamei yabakodesh. We're afraid maybe your right hand will go directly and touch the kachim. But since your left hand now is touching the kachim, and your right hand is touching your left hand, there's a gzera now to the matama your left hand automatically to matama the kodesh, or to maybe your right hand will go directly and touch the kachim. That's when we had the chumra of the Mishnah, that if one hand is tamei, we say the second hand is also tamei for kachim. So drashi vayta avushloi b'chiburin, that means shalacha shepirshim in atayra, after your right hand went away from the left hand. Now, chazra tohra v'noga b'kodesh, tohor, then it's okay. Again, your right hand at the end, that's tamei. Now, first your hands were touching together. If you take away your right hand, now your left hand by itself is tohor, and your left hand now touches the kachim is still tohor. We don't say an automatic din, the way Pasha learned the Mishnah, that as soon as one hand is tamei, automatically the second hand is tamei. No. Rav Shizvi says not like that. Rav Shizvi says the Mishnah is only talking about your hands are touching, and at the same time, your other hand is touching the kachim. Then we'll machma to give this hand tuma. But if your hand, your right hand, the tuma again is not touching the left hand, then it's not matamrit. That's this halacha.
Once it touches your left hand.
Let it be matamrit though. It's only it's only tuma the rabbanon. There's two rabbanon kimi matam the other hand. Like that's not matamrit either. There's a tumma the rabbanon in your hand is only a shemil tumma like. So it's not matam on the other hand. It's not touching mamish the tumma itself. So your other hand doesn't stamazoy become tummy. There's only a chumra by kachim say becomes tummy. For truma, it doesn't become tummy. Yeah. So that's what Shizbi's chiddush. So Gemara says, Eisrei, have a kashra on this. Eisrei Abaye. There's such a locho, yad neguva metama chaverto letome lakodesh, avolo letruma, divre rebi. Yad neguva means the right hand. In other words, first your hand touched this mashkim tumeim that was metama your hand. So your hand now is tame. Now your hand dried up. The mile of drying up is, like we're saying, now that it touches the left hand, it won't be metama the left hand. As if the mashkin that's tummy is still on your hand, and now your wet hand touches the other hand, the mashkin would be matama the other hand. But we're talking about, no, even though your hand is completely dried already. So the right hand that's tummy does not have the mashkin tummy on it. Still we say, yad neguva metama chaverta. It's automatically metama the second hand. Letame lakodesh, that now if your second hand touches kachim, it's metama the kachim. Avolo letruma. But it does not negate the truma, your left hand is tor, because lamaisi, your right hand can't be matam with the left hand. So if it touches truma, it's okay. Dear Rebbe, this is Rebbe Shita. So Rashi says, Yad Neguva means afo pi shein bo mashkin. There's no liquid now, no mashkin to name on your right hand. So still we say, latam is a kodesh lasus revi, that you should know your left hand is tome, and it can make kachim until a revi. That's Rebbe Shita. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, lift soil, Your left hand, when it touches kachim, it could only passel the trum, the kachim. That's all. Lifso. It makes it like revi. It does not make the kachim like a shlishi l'tuma to say it can make revi l'tuma. That's a Yosef Yehuda. Drash of Yosef Yehuda right now. Chaverta pastilas as a kachim. As a kodesh. Avolel matama. That's what Rabbi Yosef says. Hesab Yehuda holds it says loshin l'tame l'kodesh. Avolel truma. It's matama, the kachim means your second hand now is mamash like a sheni l'tuma. So when it touches the boss of kachim, it makes it a shlishi l'tuma. And we're saying now a shlishi by kachim could make a revi l'tuma. That's what Rabbi holds. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says no. He says even though true your second hand is automatically tame, but it's not mamish like a sheni to make a shlishi, it's like a shlishi that only makes the kachim into a revi, that's poslet stays there, and it can't go further. Now, Iyarmut, if you want to tell me, Bishlei Mishlei Bichiburim, we're talking about now where the things are not attached, where your right hand is not touching your left hand, and the left hand touching the kachim right now. Haina Revusa de Neguva. That's the chiddush, that even though your hand is dried, still will matama the other hand. Eli Iyarmut, but if you want to tell me, Bichiburim in, that the din of the Mishnah, that your second hand becomes tummy, is only kol zman it's touching when your right hand is touching your left hand, and your left hand is touching the kachim. That's when we have this chumrah, and mashenken shalad b'chibur elai. But when your two hands are not touching anymore, then your left hand is not tummy. So my revusit neguva. So what's the chiddush then, whether it's dried or not dried? In other words, like this pshat, what was the whole gzeirah? That if your right hand is touching your left hand, and your left hand is touching the kachim, what's the gzeirah? The gzeirah is maybe your right hand will go straight and touch the kachim. That's no gzeirah. So if you're afraid that your right hand will touch the kachim, there's no difference if this right hand is wet or not wet. Even though it's totally dry, so true, it can't be matama the second hand, but it's not a din that's matama the second hand. You're telling me it's only a gzeirah when we're touching like this, that we're afraid the right hand may touch the rest of the kachim. So that's why we gave the second hand, din tuma, to matama the kachim. But it's only when we're all touching together. But as soon as I take my right hand away, then the left hand is not matama the kachim. So you see, it's not a din that the right hand is really matama the left hand. It's only igzera, we're afraid you'll go direct and touch the kachim. So if we're afraid you'll touch the kachim, what's the difference if your right hand is still wet or not wet? Your right hand first touched the mashkim tameim. So your right hand now is a sheni l'tuma. Tamei. If it touches kachim, pshit it's matama the kachim. So it doesn't make enough kamini whether it's dry or whether it's wet. So, my revusa neguva. So, it's mashma not like this then. It's mashma no. That we say, even though they're not chiburim, they're not touching one another, still there's a din that your right hand automatically is matama your left hand. So now it's a chiddush. I would have thought that's only when the right hand is still wet. Since it's wet, it has the mashkim tomato on it. So now we're afraid they'll touch together, the mashkim on the right hand will touch the left hand, and be matam with the left hand. That's where I would have thought the left hand automatically becomes tummy. But maybe if the right hand is already dry, now even if it touches it, it can't be matam with the left hand, maybe then left hand won't be tummy. That's kamashma on the chiddush. No, still it's tummy. So it's mashum not like Rosh Hizbi, that the chidushim are even when they're not touching, still one is matam of the other. Let's see Rashi. Rashi, Iyar mit bishleima, shaloi bichiburin, ko'amar, de matama, when they're not touching, still you say the right hand automatically is matam of the left hand, haine rebusa de neguva. Then it's very good why it says the chidush, even though it's dried, still you have this halacha. The yafa gab de neguva hi, ke shenoga bezu, even though it's dried, v'yein locha shem enoga hayaratara b'mashkin shem etamei, and we shouldn't be afraid the left hand maybe touched the tomatic of water on the right hand, shem rishonim, and that's shavlocha like a rishon the mashkin, t'chol ha'pois lesa truma, mitame mashkin liyos tchila, that's a chumra, that if your hands, that pasul truma, when it touches mashkin, it makes the mashkin rishon l'tuma. That's a din the rabbonin, that the mashkin becomes rishon l'tuma. If so, the second hand, when it touches the mashkin, should become a shnila tuma. Machmes hamashkin, kemoi chaverto. This is not halacha. When your right hand is tomei a tuma de rabbon and it gets a din sheni. If a sheni latuma, your hand touches any water, it's automatically metama that water to make it to rishon latuma. So if your hand is wet, the water on it now is a rishon atumah. When it touches the second hand, it would be matama, the second hand. So that's what has. So then I would understand why you make the zera. Afilu hachi matama the mild rabbanani shayad matama schaveret lasa shnia kamois lekodesh. But the chiddush is, though, no, even though it's dried and there's no mashkin on the right hand, still we say a tremendous chiddush that there's a chumrah that when one hand becomes tummy for kachrim, we give it automatically din, the second hand is also tummy. That's the chiddush. Eliyam, but if you want to tell me like a shizbi, that layer mirinella the chiburim a time, and mishum dil monoga tummy like chiddush, if you only tummy when all three are touching one the other, and then the gzer is maybe you go directly to the kachim. If so, my revus is the neguva. What's the chiddush? What's the yeshi saying? Even though it's neguva, so what if it's neguva? Otu yad kemaisel lematamala lekodesh b'lei mashkin halayshenihi. Even if the right hand is totally dry, but if it's a gzer, maybe you go directly to the kachim. That's it. What do I care if it's dry or not? Your hand is a shen l'tumah. When it touches kachim, it makes it a shlishi for sure. So since the Brice has to say a chiddush that yad neguva metama, mashma for sure we're talking about not b'chiburin. And even stam, when one becomes tummy, automatically the second one becomes tummy. And that's the chiddush. Don't think because it's wet and the wetness is metama the second hand. No, it's known as a chumrah. The way they are right now, the kachim, if one hand is tummy, automatically the second hand becomes tummy. So maybe not like the shizbi. The Gemara says also, Itmanami, we learned also like this, Amar Resh Lakish, Loishonu Eli Yodai, it was only said on your hand, Avol Yad Chaver Eloi, but his friend's hand does not become Tommy. So Drashi, Avol Yad Chaver Eloi, Em Noga Biyad Chaver Eloi Matama. That's what we say, if one hand is Tommy, the other hand is only your other hand. But your friend's hand does not become Tommy. Even if you touch your friend's hand, still your friend's hand doesn't become Tommy. That's what Rosh Lakish says. Rav Yechonon Amar no, echad yodai v'echad yod chaveroi. Whether it's your second hand or whether it's your friend hand. B'yoisi ayad lifsoil avolo latami. You should know that hand that becomes tummy could make the kachim puzzle, but it can't make it a shlish l'tumah. Trashi b'yoisi ayad em noga b'yad orishoina b'yad chaveroi. If your right hand that's tummy touched your friend's hand. So your friend's hand now becomes a like a shlishi to make the kachim puzzle. But your second hand, that's tamei, cannot be matami your friend's hand. Because this that we say, you can even matami your friend's hand, it's only the first hand that's really tamei. But your second hand that only became tamei machmas exera of the first hand, that's not strong enough to matami the second hand. And vaito v'lifso es hakodesh. That we say when one hand is tummy, even though that hand touches the kachim and makes it a shlishi, and the shlishi makes a revi. Mashenkin, now that one hand is matama the second hand, when it touches kachim, it only passes it right away, but it cannot be matamarit. Well, Kopon, the Gemara holds this is a raya, that whether we're not talking about chiburin, but I Kopon, even without chiburin, like we just said, one hand automatically is matama the second hand. And the machlokas of Yechon, the shlok is only if it's matama your second hand, but not your friend's. And Yechon says, no, even your friend's hand also becomes tame if your hand touches his hand. The Gemara says, now Mimai, what's the right to say so far? What's the Yechon's raya? How does he know to say so far, Mimai? So Gemara says, Midiktoni Sefer, since the Sefer of our Mishnah says, Shahayad Metama Chaveret LaKodesh, the Mishnah repeats itself and says that a hand could be Metama Chaveret, the second one LaKodesh, Avolo LaTruma, not for Truma. For the Gemara Sulamuli, what do you have to have a second time? Like that was what the Rashi said. He said already, it's Metamarit. That's what the Mishnah started off and said, Uva Truma im Nitmas Achas Miyodav Chaveret Torah. Uva Kodesh Matvul Shteyim. So explains it that by Kodesh, if one hand becomes Tummy, automatically the second hand is Tummy, and the Mishnah says you have to be Matvul both of them. That's good. So why does the Mishnah have to repeat itself and say again, Shahayad Metames Chaverta Bakodesh Havulei Betruma? Like why does the Mishnah repeat itself again, say it a second time, that by Kodeshim, one hand is Metama Chaverta, its second hand? What do you have to repeat itself for? So this, Abiyachin, it says, you know what the Mishnah is coming to teach us? Elav Shema Mina Leasuya Yad Chaveroi. The reason why the Mishnah repeats itself again is to include even Yad Chaveroi. Yad Chaveroi could also is also tummy. If your hand touches a Yad Chaveroi, the Yad Chaveroi also becomes tummy. So Churab Yechon has a good deal. And this the Gemara says in Echnami V'Af Rash Lakish Adabei. And even Rash Lakish is also Chayzer. To Yomer Rab Yain Yomer Rab Ami Yomer Rash Lakish. Echod Yodoi V'Echod Yad Chaveroi. V'Yoysi Hayad Lifsoil Avalor Latamei. In Echnami Rash Lakish also agrees that when one hand becomes Tamei, automatically second hand also becomes Tamei. And who Adin, if your right hand now touches your friend's hand, it's even Matamei the second hand also. So Rash Lakish agrees to Rash Lakish, to Rav Yechonon. Because that's what's mashma from the Mishnah like that. Now the Gemara explains. Echad yod v'echad yod chavera v'yoysi ayad lifsoil. Avo loy letamei. Now the lifsoil, avo loy letamei tanoi. But after we say that the second hand is metame kachim, it only makes it like a revid to become posel, but it can't be metamrit. Like Rashi said before. Yeah, the lifsol esakodish hodiyom yad metame chaverto avololatame. After we say when one hand is tame, so automatically the other hand becomes tame, or else your friend's hand becomes tame. It's only tame enough that when it touches kachim, it makes the kachim a revila tuma. It makes the kachim puzzle, but not more. It can't really give the kachim a dim tuma to metame something else. Now the Gemara says now the lifsol. That they were saying, it only becomes puzzle, but it doesn't metama the kachim, that's the machlokes tanoim. Where's the machlokes tanoim? The tnan, we learned like this. Kol ha poisel betruma metame yodayim liyoshnias. Anything that passes by truma, kol ha poisel betruma, is metame yodayim, makes the hand tummy right now, liyoshnias. That the hand becomes a tummy. Yeah. V'yad metame chaverta. And one hand could also be metame at second hand. Divrei Rabbi Yeshua. That's Rabbi Yeshua Shita. V'chachomim oimrim yodayim shniyasein. Chom say no, the hands are called shniyas. V'yein sheni yoyse sheni bachulin. And since your hands are only shniyas, the second hand has a tumah sheni on it, one sheni can't make a second sheni filchas chulin. So the chura, my lab, sheni hu delo yavit. It doesn't make a sheni. Ho a shlishi yavit. But a shlishi it does make. So Rashi is like this. So Tani la reish la kudma. En sheni yos a sheni. En yad shi shniya oise es chavret a shniya. That one hand that's a sheni, if it touches the second hand, can't make it a shniya. Mechla de shemin le bishua. Te yo ma yad metam es chavretah. Lias kumoisa. Mash matanakam holds mamish comes kumaisa. It is a sheni, and on this the chum say back no that it doesn't. So again, it says what kol apesel betruma matam yedayin liyos shnius v'yad matam chaverdi v'yeshua v'chum moimid yad shnius sein v'en sheni yos a sheni b'chulin. Mash the chum holds from Yeshua says one hand makes the second hand a sheni. The chum say no, your hand can't make the second hand a sheni. What then? Your one hand makes the second hand a shlishi. So Mela, when it touches Kachim, it only makes it a Revi. So my love, Sheni hu delo yovid, Hoshlishi yovid, that's the machlekes. One says when one hand is matama the second hand, it mamin makes it a Sheni l'tuma. Therefore, if the second hand is a Sheni l'tuma, when it touches Kachim, it makes it a Shlishi l'tuma. And now that Shlishi could be matama fourth. And the Chum say no, that one hand can't make the second hand a Sheni. At most, it can only make it a Shlishi. So when a shlishi touches kachim, it makes it a revi puzzle. So that what we said before, that when one hand is tummy, it automatically makes the second hand tummy, that the second hand can only puzzle, the chur goes on according to chachamim, that the second hand is like a shlishi, and when a shlishi touches kachim, it only makes it a revi, not more. But I call upon according to Tanakam Lechura, it's even a tamrit that it makes the second hand also a sheni l'tuma, that when it touches kachim, it makes it a shlishi, and this shlishi could make a revi. So that you said the kachim can't mitama something else, Lechura is a machlokes tanoim here. Tomorrow says no. Dilma may be loy sheni oved v'loy shlishi. No, the chum argue completely. And they say, when one hand is tameh, it's only a sheni, and the sheni, this hand, cannot be matama the second hand. It does not make the second hand a sheni, and it doesn't even make the shlishi either. So that is different machlokes altogether. That the chum don't hold from our yisrael altogether. Rashi with Dilma Loishen Loishlishi. The last law hach mile the mastisim. These chachamim argue altogether in our Mishnah. They don't hold that if one hand is tummy, it automatically makes the second hand tummy. They hold no. The first hand is only a sheni l'tuma, and the lechur is a sheni. He can't make the second hand a sheni, and he can't make it a shlishi either. So that's what they're arguing on. Avaman the yistlei, but the one that holds it is matama the second one. Afilo l'tama yistlei. Maybe it's even matamrit. Therefore, it's not a machlokes tanoim. This chacham bechlal don't hold that one hand is matam and the second hand altogether. So Moshe says, "Elak yani tanoi." If you want to find the machlokes tanoim, I'll find you another machlokes tanoim. The Tanya learned like this: Yad neguva.